B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
7 by Dell or visit Dell.com/small business.
When is a calculator more than a calculator? When it takes me from solving math problems
to exploring the universe.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Staying organized is the key to a successful school year. Come in store this week and get Staples Standard View 1-inch 3-ring binders in assorted colors, just $1.92 each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only, ends 8/31/19, while supplies last.
Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is coming soon to PA. That means you'll be able to bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season, all from your phone. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook has special promos running every day, like bet insurance, odds boosts, and cash bonuses. Download the app or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win. 21 plus and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who's the largest Ford dealer in the tri-state area? Fred Beans Ford. They sell more trucks because they have more trucks. You better hurry up and save on a new 2019 F-150 XL. Lease for $359 a month. Zero down payment in Boyertown, Langhorne, Doylestown, Westchester, Mechanicsburg, and Newtown. FredBeansFord.com. Based on 2018 Ford truck total retail sales report. Stock number F-904SL, 36 months. Tax, tag, title, $645 bank acquisition fee and dock fee extra. 10.5 thousand miles per year. Zero security deposit. Unapproved credit and 7/31/19.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. It's time now for the Gargano and Mertidis Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis. It starts now.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome into the Midday Show. No, this is not Anthony Gargano or Jason Mertidis. To the left of me is the bro, Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Anthony and Jason. Anthony enjoying himself out in L.A. Jason doing something at home. Who knows?
Yeah, the little family vacay for the Mertidises.
He does the stay-at-home stuff. They were going to go down the shore for a minute, but I think he's like
building a
basement or something like that.
No one cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. Let's just get into the sports talk. By the way,
but thanks for taking off, guys, because it gave us an opportunity to hop in here.
Yeah, this is exciting. And if you guys are out and about today, Jamie and I are broadcasting outside of Xfinity Live, right outside of Bully's Pub, and looking at Citizens Bank Park. There's a day game today, and Jamie's already sweating.
Yeah, oh yeah. It took about 2 minutes outside, and a full head sweat has gone, and I'll probably be shedding clothes as we go throughout the day, so apologies in advance.
Yeah, we have the clock in front of us that tells us what time it is, the date, the month, the day, and whatnot. It's also 94.5 degrees.
Right, yeah, and the thing with this week is, it like last night at our softball game, it said 91 degrees, but feels like 102. So this is probably 94.5. Feels like 102.
Yeah, so we're going to do whatever we can. Well, I'll be fine. Jamie's the one that's already sweating.
Oh, so, yeah, I got a case of the fats going early here.
We'll take care of Jamie today, but we're going to get into some debate regarding pressure today. And it's between two very big names in the city of Philadelphia, and those two names just got paid.
Yes, they did.
Ben Simmons got the max 5-year, $170 million, could go up into the $200 million range.
Yeah, he can get as high as 204.9 if he makes first-team All-NBA.
Which, if he gets a jump shot,
absolutely
is in
range.
So Ben Simmons will be making a lot of money over the next 5 years, and there's people that have doubts on Ben Simmons. And then there's also Carson Wentz, who got a contract over $100 million over his next couple of seasons. And there's doubts with Carson Wentz because of the injury concerns, the Nick Foles lovers. We had one yesterday calling in at the end of the show. Right before Anthony wrapped up, we had a guy call in talking about Nick Foles being the best quarterback and how Carson Wentz should have been the guy that left and not Nick Foles. Like, they're still out there, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple in my family. And they're not Carson haters by any means, but they're Nick Foles lovers. Not in the literal sense, because that would be weird. But they love Nick Foles and what he brought us, and it's going to take them a while to get over it. It's interesting because both got paid, and we both know the skills that both have. But if you're an outsider, if you're not a Philadelphia sports fan, you probably go, those guys are getting paid. They haven't even proven it yet.
Yeah, they don't look at the upside. The people from the outside don't look at the upside of Ben Simmons if he does develop that jump shot, how he can become a top 15, top player in the NBA.
No doubt about it.
But it's a big if. And a lot of people look at Carson Wentz and say, there's an agent that's been texting back and forth with Anthony, somebody within the league of the NFL, just pointing out all the losses that Carson Wentz has in his career. So he's just looking at W's and L's. He's not even looking at statistics.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the injury history and how he's had two season-ending injuries. So there's people within the NFL, not just fans of other teams,
that's
but
crazy.
Within the NFL that are starting to doubt Carson Wentz already.
Next thing you're going to tell me, they're judging it on PFF quarterback ratings.
Yeah, Pro Football Focus is great because if it's positive toward your team,
oh yeah, we use it.
If it's against your team, you absolutely
hate. Oh hell yeah, isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah, exactly. So,
but like that same person would have seen Aaron Nola's 6-1 like 2.5 months into the season, was not pitching his best ball. I think he had a 4.38 ERA at one point. So that person would have looked at the record and been like, oh, Aaron Nola's having a killer year because he's 6-1
because of the record.
It's such an awful way to judge people. I mean, I even think quarterback rating for some degree is a terrible way to judge people. Judge it with your eyes. And when I see Carson Wentz and Ben Simmons, I see two elite talents that still have more to go.
Yeah, and they're still children.
Yeah.
In the leagues that they play in, they are children
yeah.
right now. They're
like
young.
Ben Simmons would have just graduated LSU this past year, correct?
Yes.
So in the grand scheme of things, everybody likes to compare, you know, NBA, you know, all time. This kid really just graduated college.
Yeah, so give him some time. Everybody that's comparing him to Magic Johnson, he still has time to become Magic Johnson.
But he's not getting paid like somebody that just graduated college.
Well, that's
where the pressure comes in.
So we have a conversation that we want to have with you, and the phone number to get in today is 610-632-0975. We have a Twitter poll running on this out of Midday account at 975middays. We'll get to that in a little bit. But the question that we are posing for you today, and Jamie and I are on opposite sides of this, who has more pressure? In this next season, not over the next 4 or 5 years, not over the contract, just literally this season, who has more pressure coming into their respective season? Carson Wentz with the Philadelphia Eagles or Ben Simmons with the Sixers? Jamie, what side are you on?
I think it's Carson Wentz, personally. I got into this debate with a couple buddies. My wife was away for 3 days, so I went out on Sunday.
Had some
Phillies day game beers. And you know how these bar debates come up. This one came up with a buddy of mine who's a caller to the station, Violations Greg. We were talking, you know, just pressure on them. And it's these two guys came to the forefront of my mind because they just got paid. And they still have a ways to go. I think Carson Wentz has the most pressure of any athlete ever in Philadelphia.
Ever.
Because of what Nick Foles did. And he brought us the thing that we were thirsty for the most. And because of that, and because of his health concerns, and, you know, he showed he can be an MVP in this league. That's in him. I know it's in him. I don't doubt it's in him. But because of all the other factors surrounding it, I don't think there's an athlete ever in town that's had more pressure on him than Carson Wentz this year.
Just this one season.
Well, I think if he comes out, plays great, returns to the form that we think he is, then I think the pressure is removed. He's cool. It's go time. We trust in you no matter what. We can even talk ourselves out of another injury down the line. I think this year in particular is monumentally crucial to the rest of his career.
See, the beauty of this conversation is that I agree with everything that you're saying. Like, Carson Wentz being down to end the season twice due to injury.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz numbers being down a little bit last year, even though we all know he had the issues with the back. So that's part of the reason why he didn't play to his full potential last season. But I'm still going to go with Ben Simmons. Because Ben Simmons signed
Simmons would be my number two. So that's why I think it's a great debate.
Exactly. It's a great debate. And again, the number is 610-632-0975. But my answer is Ben Simmons. And it all comes down to this jump shot. Because it's not just being witnessed outside of Philadelphia, the jump shot.
Yeah.
It's starting to be witnessed here inside of Philadelphia. Because you went through another time in the playoffs where Ben Simmons looked lost at certain points. I love Ben Simmons. I'm one of the biggest Ben Simmons defenders in the city. I have fights with people every single weekend when I'm on the station. I have fights.
But he doesn't want to be better, Andrew.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to work at it.
That's when man, you are really sweating.
Dude, it's outrageous.
Jesus, I can't even look at you.
Yeah, I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with myself.
Man.
I need a sweat rag.
But, oh, man, that distracted me. But I'm going to go Ben Simmons.
Pouring buckets.
Because Ben Simmons does just get this big contract, the five-year 170, that could go over the $200 million range. And there is one big flaw of Ben Simmons, and it's the jump shot. And it didn't look like he tried to fix that jump shot this past offseason, going into last year. And if that happens again this year, if he comes into another season where he does not even have a 12-foot jump shot, where he doesn't even have the ability to attack the basket. We know he can do it, but sometimes he doesn't have the wherewithal to do it during a game, and he looks lost at points. I don't need 82 great games out of Ben Simmons during the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But give me at least half, or give me 50 great games during the regular season, and then show me that you're not lost come playoff time when they eventually make the playoffs and hopefully make it all the way to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I mean, look, playoff basketball, as we've seen the last 2 years, really turns into a half-court game. And Simmons is so close to being a top 15 player in this league. So, I mean, it's a fair side to take. I just don't think anything matches Carson Wentz's side of things because of what Nick Foles did. You know, Ben Simmons really has to take that step. He's out there working with shooting coach Chris Johnson in L.A. If you saw the picture the other day, he was working out with Tobias Harris again, and he had the shooting glove on. So we all know he's working at it. The question is, are we going to see it? Because I've been in a gym. Like, when Ben Simmons, before his rookie year, I was out in Las Vegas with the team. And I got to kind of sneak in the gym with Anthony. It was a closed to the media practice. And Anthony and I kind of just, you know, snuck our way in. And Brett was talking to us, so we kind of had the in. And I got to see Ben shoot. And he can make shots in an open gym.
Yeah, we've all seen those videos on Twitter that pop up.
Yeah, like Tobias said he hit 2 threes on him the other day. We all know he can shoot. What Elton said the other day with us on the station was that he always wants to make the right play. And to him, he doesn't have the confidence in the shot yet. The right play isn't shooting, which makes total sense. But now, year three, it's an elevator year of his career. It's imperative that he attempts those.
Right, and that's the thing. If he doesn't have the confidence again in year three, you're going to start saying he's Markel Fultz-ish.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to the jump shot.
The honeymoon will officially be over, I think, a month into the season if people don't see what they hope to see. And that's not, I don't even care about three-pointers. Bob and I have talked about this all the time. Just show a willingness to get to the line in crunch time.
Yep.
Because if you should be a Giannis type where you can get to the rim at will because of your physicality, your speed, your quickness, all of that thing. But he shows, and it's the thing I want to see eliminated from his game the most, when he drives, jumps in the air, has the hesitation to shoot, and then is looking for a kick-out pass.
And eventually gets turned over.
Well, you have a much higher turnover rate with those types of plays. So, yeah, you know, there's a ton of pressure on this kid, and we'll know pretty early on what is new and what isn't. But, I mean, you talk about pressure. These two have their foot in the pressure cookers, and I wonder how people feel about it, you know, like, who has more? Because you can make the case for either one. I just think because of what Nick Foles did and Carson Wentz getting paid, he has to answer that.
That's the question that we want you guys to answer tonight. 610-632-0975. Who has more pressure coming into their next respective season? Is it Ben Simmons with the Sixers or is it Carson Wentz with the Eagles? We'll also talk about the Phillies. Did you stay up last night?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. I got it through five innings.
I saw the first, you know, couple innings, and then I actually texted somebody I know down that works at the stadium, and I was like, hey, you got a, this was at like 9:15, I want to say. I was like, hey, any word on when this might resume? And they were like, yeah, 10:30. And I was like, awesome, you're the best, going to bed.
Yeah,
I woke up this morning, watched
kind of
the highlights.
Disgrace what happened last night.
I really feel bad for people, you know, like it was Star Wars night last night, so a lot of people took the families down. That just sucks. Yeah. I hope they get vouchers or something, because to put somebody 2 or 2.5 hours
especially
delay.
The people that sat through it.
Yeah.
Because once the game started again,
it's awful.
The building was empty. But if you guys stop by today, Xfinity Live, we're right outside of Bully's Pub, right looking right at Citizens Bank Park. We have about 500, 600 FanFest tickets to give away. So if you just stop by, we will give you a pair of FanFest tickets. We'll also give you an opportunity to win FanFest tickets on the phone today, and we'll explain all of that later on. 610-632-0975. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas. We're filling in for Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez today. Today's Midday Show Takeover is brought to you exclusively by Sabre On Point IT Solutions for a Changing World. Visit SabreOnPoint.com and set up your free consultation today. And speaking of Sabre Systems has been solving mission-critical problems for 30 years. Now, what does that mean? Sabre Systems has been handling the cybersecurity for our nation's armed forces for 3 decades. They realize that every business also needs to protect its assets from cyber threats, and that's why Sabre has launched Sabre On Point to support businesses and organizations of all sizes. Sabre On Point specializes in cyber solutions, digital transformation, and data analytics to help you grow for your business, reduce expenses, and most of all, keep your business secure. Sabre On Point is based here in Philly, but over 100,000 users across the globe depend on Sabre. If you're up at night worried about your cybersecurity and the safety of your business online, or if you're not getting the most out of your IT assets, visit Sabre On Point and ask for a free consultation. That's SabreOnPoint.com. Sabre solving mission-critical problems for over 30 years.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Foster County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Mertidis off today and tomorrow. So filling in, myself, Andrew Salchunas, alongside...
Salchunas!
Lynch. Here we go. Jamie Lynch of the morning show. So how was your drive down here?
Oh, it was lovely.
Just Jamie did the morning show. He produced until 9 a.m.
I left at 9 o'clock, and I got down here at 9:46 or something. Pretty much Waze was redirecting me like every turn I took. Look, there's a huge grant out there for road reconstruction, and the infrastructure needs to be repaired, no doubt. It's just all happening at once in Center City. So, like, everywhere you go, there's just massive traffic, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah, see, my GPS took me from Manayunk to Broad Street. So I was down Broad Street to 676 to 95, and I left at 845, and you still beat me somehow, which makes absolutely no sense.
It's good, though, that you're not like Anthony, because I could see him being vehemently opposed to GPS usage. Like, my wife sometimes will, you know, be like, oh, no, I got it. And I'm like, you think you're smarter than the satellites in the sky that see all? You think you're better than that?
I'm not going to lie. I usually do that.
Yeah, I could see.
But today,
you're the worst.
Today I needed to.
You're the worst millennial ever.
I really am.
You're horrible.
I don't trust the government.
Yeah. So you're not doing the old face swap?
No. The old face? Because Russia's hacking into it.
No, Russia created the program.
Oh, yeah. So
it's a two-year-old program. Some celebrity does it once, and the internet goes wild with it. Zach Barlage in our sales department had it on his phone. So I had him take a picture of me yesterday. I was like, I'm not downloading it on my phone.
No, because now Russia's going to hack into you.
Yeah, they've apparently gained 150 million people's names and faces and facial recognition.
Yeah, no, that's great.
For years to come. So keep doing it.
Keep on doing it, guys. All right, so we have a Twitter poll running on at 975 middays regarding today's topic. And again, if you missed it, we're asking a question about pressure. And the pressure is between two players in our minds, Ben Simmons and Carson Wentz. Who has more pressure for their respective season? Not over the next couple of years of their contract, but this season. You already got a tweet from somebody saying, I don't think there's any pressure at all because they just got extended.
Yeah, Wentz MVP 2019 said, how could there be pressure? They got their extensions. And I said, what? With payment and expectation... literally comes pressure.
Yeah, there's
more,
pressure
because of it. He's not on his rookie deal anymore. They both kicked the training wheels off. They're veterans of their leagues now, and it's go time. And for both of them, it's a monumental year. And Tasty Cake Dom, a frequent listener and caller, texted in support of you. He's on the Ben Simmons side
of
things.
Great text.
He said, James, it's got to be Ben because people hate him. They don't hate Carson. Some people love Nick more, but they don't hate Carson. They hate Ben for some reason, and it drives me nuts.
That's part of the reason why I have Ben Simmons as my answer as the guy who has more pressure. You're going with Carson Wentz
because of Nick Foles. And he did what hasn't been done, and now somebody has to match that. And the man that has to match that this season, it boils down to number 11.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say that you're wrong.
No, neither of us are wrong.
Exactly.
It's just I'm really curious what people think out there because, Ben, you probably hear it more with amongst the fan bases here on Twitter, on the airwaves, all that. But Carson, I'm telling you, if for some reason, and I don't think this is going to happen, if he came out and struggled the first month and a half of the season, you're going to start hearing some rumblings. And same thing goes for Ben. The fan bases are agitated. It's sweaty. And... literally, it's sweaty outside.
Yeah, you're sweating.
And
he has a towel over his head now,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it's a good move. For your sake, so you're not getting hit with sweat shrapnel here.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I mean, both could have fan bases start grumbling very early on in this season if what they fear comes to life.
But I'm going with Ben because those grumblings were happening last year. Like, those grumblings, Carson Wentz got
every excuse in the book, and rightfully so, because he was injured, but we didn't really know about the injury for a while. But Carson Wentz was not getting killed last year. Even if Carson Wentz had a bad game, nobody really said anything. We found other reasons as to why the games were bad.
I think a lot of people out there are vocal in their Carson doubt.
I don't know, because the first half of almost every single game last season, the Eagles were pretty much shut out. Every single game.
Yeah.
But the second half...
he was staring... If I'm going to be the hater for a second, he was staring down Ertz and going to Ertz, and Ertz was, you know, kind of collapsing. That was, I felt like 75% of the offense, and that was on Carson.
A lot of people didn't see it. Ben Simmons got hate all season long, from game one to game 82 of the regular season, plus games in the playoffs. Ben Simmons was, he got vitriol all season long.
Yeah,
and that's why going into this season, if he doesn't improve on that jump shot, if he doesn't have the willingness to attack the basket, it's only going to get worse for this guy, especially after getting paid that much money.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, you're wrong. But I hear you.
Okay.
You present some valid points, and it'll be interesting to see where people lie on this.
Yeah, now, of course, you say I'm wrong already. We'll check the Twitter poll, and Jamie's already celebrating. Jamie's popping bottles over here because he's winning in a Twitter poll.
Life's about winning and losing.
Check it out at 975. The question, who has more pressure in their next season, Ben Simmons or Carson Wentz? Carson Wentz currently has 62% of the vote. Ben Simmons is 38% of the vote. We're at 700 votes. So that Twitter poll will be running throughout the show, so make sure you check that out at 975 middays. You want to talk to some people?
Yeah, absolutely.
The number to get in, 610-632-0975. We'll get into some Phillies talk later on. They have the day game today. Aaron Nola Day.
Nola Day.
They have a chance to split the series.
Which I said before the series started is a win. Versus the best team in baseball. The Dodgers have like almost as many losses as we have wins.
Which is just incredible.
Their farm system is incredible. The talent they have is incredible. They have three pitchers that, you know, we could dream of. A split is a win here.
Yeah, especially after that first game where you lost 16-2.
Yeah.
Because I thought that the chances for them to win two games would be in games one and game four, today being game four.
Well, I mean, Gabe told you that last night when he benched, you know, that 5-8 in the batting order last night. My goodness. That was nauseating. So, you know, Gabe saved up the important guys for Nola Day, and he pretty much told that clubhouse, today is a must-win game.
Probably for him.
I mean, I think he's going to be safe no matter what, because I think deep down, you know, the executive offices are right across the street. They could probably see us if they look out right now.
Hello.
Hi, guys. If they were given truth serum, you know, they would tell you they don't think it's enough. Like, this pitching rotation is dreadful.
But that's not Gabe's fault.
Exactly.
Fault.
And I think they would tell you with that truth serum, yeah, this isn't really on Gabe. We didn't supplement the pitching rotation, and it killed us.
Well, I hear you. 610-632.
Don't even mention Dallas Keuchel. I know you want to.
0975. Let's talk about pressure. Who has it more, Carson Wentz or Ben Simmons? Let's start things off with Nick in Allentown. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Nick.
What's going on, Nick?
Yeah, not much, man. I definitely think it's Ben Simmons. I mean, Carson Wentz has the talent. As long as he stays healthy, I think he's going to be just fine. But to improve on, well, not... obviously, to improve, but to gain a jump shot at the NBA level at this point is going to be tough for him. I think he'll be able to do it, but if he doesn't come back with that, like everybody knows, all of us fans,
it's going to be awful.
Like,
if he doesn't come back with it,
it's going to be ridiculous.
Ben is going to look at the Philadelphia fan in a whole new light, because I really do think people are on edge with him.
Yeah, and Carson Wentz has the talent. Like, as long
so
as he's healthy, and I think he's had enough time to get fully healthy and be on point. Like, I don't know. I think he's going to be fine. The team's looking good and all that. He got Deshaun, you know, with
you're
the long
right.
ball.
You're right in so. That Carson is more proven as a complete player, so there's a little bit less pressure in that angle. Ben has to add a whole element to his game, so I agree with you there. But because of what Nick Foles did, and that day, February, was it 5th? You know, that changed the pressure in this organization forever. It shifted the pressure we have. And now Carson has to meet that. And that's a whole nother level of pressure.
That's big time. There's you can't take anything away from that. That's for sure. But
so did I sway you? No. Appreciate the phone call, Nick. 610-632-0975.
What is this? Is this the 18-wheeler highway super zone down here right now?
Well, there's all the traffic.
People
are avoiding 95. People are avoiding 76.
I've never seen so many dump trucks, SEPTA buses, and construction 18-wheelers in my life.
Don't worry. It happens every single time we're down here.
I'm getting agitated. And don't even get me started on the game being on YouTube today. I'm going to go over and yell at the clouds.
Okay, so Jamie just brings that up, and we're obviously giving away a lot of
I'm on edge. I'm sweaty, and I'm on edge.
Yeah, I mean, it's just disgusting. I'm actually starting to drip through my... I'm wearing a Bryce Harper jersey. That was a bad mistake.
You got the old school fat P, baby blue. That's a good one.
Honestly, I should have just gone cut off or shirtless. Nobody wants to see me shirtless, but I should have taken the shirt off because I'm dying right now. But whatever.
Yeah.
So part of our conversation is obviously the pressure, Carson Wentz, Ben Simmons, but we're giving away a ton of FanFest tickets. If you stop by, once again, we're right outside of Bully's Pub here at Xfinity Live looking at Citizens Bank Park, but we know that everybody can't get down here, especially for a day game, so we're giving people an opportunity to win some FanFest tickets on the phones today, and it stems off of what Jamie just brought up. Jamie is not happy about the YouTube TV thing today. I'm not happy either, only because it's the only avenue to watch the game. Like, if you did the YouTube
exactly
TV
my problem with it.
Plus NBC Sports Philadelphia, then we don't have this
problem.
I
have no problem. But, like, my buddy has a work client in town today, and they're getting off. They're getting done at, like, 1 o'clock. He's like, oh, this guy's from out of town. I want to take him out to a bar in the city and watch the game. And I go, dude, that sounds awesome, except...
You have to find a place that's streaming it.
Yeah, and it just takes, like, that type of thing away from it. And look, it's not that hard. My MacBook has an HDMI port. I can hook my TV right up to it. A lot of people have smart TVs this day and age. It's not the biggest pain in the world, but what you said is right. Why does it have to be the primary only source? It should be the supplementary source, and then it's great for people at work that want to stream it, stuff like that. But for it to be the only source, I think is a crime.
So because it's the sign of the times, we're taking steps forward.
And I'm only
37.
I feel like I'm 65 complaining about this.
And I'm the oldest millennial in the world. I act like I'm 70 years old every single day. So what we're giving people an opportunity to win FanFest tickets on with the phones is, what's that thing, your old man yelling at clouds thing?
Yeah.
Now, I have to think of
Grandpa
one.
Simpson.
I still have to think of one. Like, I complain about things all the time. Like, if I could still go with a flip phone, if it wasn't for this industry, I would still use a flip phone. I'm done with the smartphone.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So, like, I think it would be a better world if everybody was back to the flip phones, because that means social media wouldn't exist. And social media has its perks, but there's also terrible things that happen on social media, and people doing old FaceTime swaps or whatever the hell it's called, and you got Russia hacking into you for it. So that's a bad thing too. So we're going to give people an opportunity.
Tough enough. Twitter, you're talking to a Twitter junkie here.
Is there anything else that your old man yells at clouds thing? Bathrooms. I'm tired of the air blower for your hands.
Those are gross.
Just give me a paper towel.
Did you see the study a while ago?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
it. That it blows stuff in the air?
Yeah, just give me paper towels.
All right, here's another one, because, you know, this has to do with a lot of public bathrooms. When the door, like, touches the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no room for you to comfortably get back out.
And now you're touching the stall somehow.
And then you back up, and then you're like calf or shoe or something.
I don't think anybody likes that. I don't think a millennial likes... Oh,
no, it's not an old person. Today.
It's just
a big day for me.
It
makes me want to yell at the clouds.
That man's dead.
So if you have something old man yells at clouds-ish...
Grandpa Simpson.
We'll give you a pair of FanFest tickets. The number to get in, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Steven in Virginia Beach. Steven, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys, what's up? I got breaking news.
What do you got?
Oh!
I'm moving my butt back to Pennsylvania. I can't
wait. Hey, awesome. Welcome back home.
Look, thanks, man. It's nice down here, man, but it's not for me. The culture's a little different.
Yeah,
I can't find a good steak anywhere. It's just not for me.
Congrats on the news. That's awesome.
Thanks, man. Hey, man, listen. I'm having a big problem with today's question because it's a real question, and I think that our Philadelphia fans ain't going to give you guys a real answer. So here's one 4-for-4 guy that's going to give you a real answer. Do you guys remember the movie called The Last Dragon with Bruce Leroy and Showtime?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, Carson Wentz has the glow. Ben Simmons does not. Carson Wentz has taken that franchise in this city under his wing and said, follow me. The guy stays in the gym, because he's injured all the time. The guy stays in the training room, you know, and he's always in the books. I don't see that kind of commitment from Ben.
Oh, no, that's not true. Real quick, I mean... Remember I think there was it Boston Christmas Day? That was the Christmas Day game, right?
Yeah, they were back in the gym.
Ben Simmons was it was the first day of the season.
Yeah,
because Markel Fultz is in the gym too.
And this happens regularly with Ben, and not enough people give him credit and talk about it. He was in the gym after they got off the team flight at 1:30 in the morning. I stalk these guys on social media because I actually do consider it part of the job. He grinds his ass off, man. He's in the gym working constantly, and he doesn't get enough credit for it.
Well, maybe I'm wrong about that, guys, but I'll tell you this. Carson Wentz helped us win that Super Bowl on aura alone. He has like this Rick James aura about him that team just resonates to. There's only a few guys in this city in our sports realm right now that's capable of having it. That's Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Carson Wentz, and Bryce Harper. The only person, the only sports figure that we have in our city that's taken that and said, let's go, guys, is Carson Wentz. I think he's earned his money already. Carson Wentz had the best third season of any quarterback in NFL history. And he didn't even play all season long. I think that kid's already earned his money for what he's done for our Philadelphia Eagles. Ben Simmons still has to earn his.
Yep, I hear you, Steven. I appreciate the phone call. That's now two for me, Jamie.
Wow, I'm losing.
Twitter polls don't matter, man.
I thought this was going to be a landslide.
This is
for
the
me.
Voice of the fan calling in. And I, so far, the two people that have called in have agreed with me. Ben Simmons has more pressure, and I agree with them.
Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
A fan.
So am I.
All right.
What do you
think? My opinion counts
like
just
the Cowboys
as much
or something?
As Steven in Virginia Beaches, soon to be Steven in Philadelphia's.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm a fan. You know, I'm a fan that has a platform and is very lucky to do what he does. But that's all I am.
Yeah, no, I get. Okay. We'll get past the fan thing.
I need my Carson Wentz has more pressure people to step up here.
Yeah, okay, fine. You want to give out the number for your Carson Wentz people?
I'm pretty sure everybody knows the number.
Yeah, exactly.
We joke about it enough.
55 times a day.
610-682-0975, man.
But the Ben Simmons thing is real, man. He's already getting hate. He got it last season. It's only going to get worse if he doesn't come back with a jump shot.
You're
this
correct.
Year.
But Carson gets hate, too, and he's got
doesn't.
A Super Bowl to mess. Look at what you just opened the show saying. Anthony's agent friend around the league is saying, oh, Carson's not as good as Nick Foles.
All right, it's one agent, but in the city of Philadelphia.
That's a guy that works in the sport.
In the city of Philadelphia,
it's
Carson
there.
Wentz, I don't want to say they let him off the hook, but, I mean, if the Sixers lose by one point, it's all Ben Simmons' fault.
There's more blind loyalty with the Eagles. I will give you that.
And more blind loyalty to Carson Wentz than Ben Simmons.
But if you ask every single Eagles fans out there, they will tell you in the bottom of their heart, they're terrified about Carson Wentz never getting to that Super Bowl. Because if he doesn't, he's going to hear it for the rest of that contract. Ben Simmons doesn't have a title that he has to match from a predecessor. Somebody came in and took Carson Wentz's Super Bowl away from him, and he has to match that or he's a failure.
But Ben Simmons was getting generational talent before he was even drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers. He wasn't even drafted yet, and people were calling him a generational talent. And if he comes out with no jump shot, even though he put up good numbers without that jump shot last year, those good numbers didn't matter for a lot of people.
I hear you. I don't think the same. Yes, there's title expectations with the Sixers, for sure, because I think they should be playing in the NBA Finals this year. I don't think the pressure will ever match that of a Lombardi.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Greg in York. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
What's up? What's up, Greg?
Comment on yesterday's post and today's, if you don't mind.
Sure.
It came a pain after the fog blow. Chicago Bears water painting fan.
Mm-hmm.
Seen that game, fell in love with the Eagles ever since.
Oh, yeah, yesterday. So Anthony was asking the question, when did you fall in love?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
you
fell in love with football.
Fantastic.
All right.
Fantastic.
Was it the defense, Buddy Ryan, all of it?
A little bit of all of it. Randall, to me, greatest quarterback so far, and we didn't win nothing. Bad coaching, GM, not putting offense around him. Defense is fantastic. Super Bowl defense.
Yep. And now, what do you got on the Simmons-Wentz thing?
Definitely Wentz. Because
that's why you're a smart man.
Yeah, it has to stay on the field. Ben Simmons been in the league already. Had a free year when he was hurting his foot. Never worked on his jump shot, foul shoot. You could sit in a chair and work on your foul shoot.
Hey, he went up 6%.
As a point guard, that's
baby steps to the line. Baby steps to greatness.
See, that's true. That's true. I have a son that's the same way. It's all between the ears with this guy.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
He's seen what he can do when he dominated New Jersey a couple games. And then he'll go take six shots in a closeout game. Pathetic. It's all between the ears with him.
I hear you.
Okay, so you're using the word pathetic. Like you said, Carson Wentz just has to stay healthy. You're calling Ben Simmons pathetic. So how does Carson have more pressure?
Not pathetic skill-wise, just pathetic because he's in his head so much, not even take a shot.
Yeah, so how does he not have more pressure than Carson?
Local media.
Stop trying to put his brain in a pretzel.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
No, that's sureness. He's playing mind games.
No, I'm trying to win the argument. That's all, Greg.
Don't cave, Greg. Stay strong.
Yeah. Oh, I got one more question. I'm trying to get FanFest tickets, and I can't get up there. I live in Pennsylvania, New York, small town.
So yeah, we got you.
Absolutely.
You called in and you switched sides and agreed with me. So
if somebody's willing to travel from York to FanFest, you don't even have to ask.
Yeah, we got you.
So Greg gets some FanFest tickets. All right, so a couple of people have already stopped by the broadcast booth today.
We've handed out FanFest tickets.
A couple of pairs now.
4 or 6 pairs or so far.
So again, if you haven't heard, if you just stopped by the broadcast today, we're right outside of Bully's Pub here at Xfinity Live looking right at Citizens Bank Park. If you're coming down to the game, make sure you make a little pit stop. Grab a pair of tickets for FanFest on August 24th. We'll tell you all about FanFest coming up. The number to get in, 610-632-0975. Anthony and Jason are off. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, midday show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez off today and tomorrow. It's the bro and the chunis.
Ah, the chunis.
I mean, is that what's being called?
Anthony.
We have to specify who we are, by the way. I'm Andrew Salchunas.
I am Jamie Lynch. Apparently, your dad thinks we sound alike.
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible.
I don't know either.
Like, does anybody actually think that we sound alike? Because I don't hear it at all.
But apparently we
sound alike. But whatever. So, bro
shout out to Mr. Chunas.
That's what I'm seeing all over Twitter, by the way.
The bro and Chunas?
Bro and the Chunas show.
Oh, that can work.
By the way, we're on tomorrow, 10 to 2, and Saturday.
So Anthony gave me the bro a ways back. It started as something because I used to do a computer voice, and he would call it the silent bro. It just kind of grew into the bro. When I hit age 40, the bro's probably got to go, right?
No.
I can be a bro forever.
Yeah, you can be a bro. You wear the salmon shorts. You're a bro.
I actually haven't worn them all year.
Good
because
for you.
All I do now is golf wear.
It's because you're a father now.
Well, no, it's just because I sweat too much. It's dry fit stuff everywhere.
Yeah, by the way, it started at 95 degrees. The show is now up to 98. It was 99 last break.
Well, I want to hit 100.
Yeah, so we'll get there.
Maybe I'll sweat out like 5
But in all
pounds.
Seriousness, we're just sitting here. So for the people that are like roofing and doing all that stuff.
Oh,
just,
my God. God bless you. Drink water. And get a cold beer waiting for you after work today.
Yeah, so we give all the credit in the world to the people that are actually working.
We're complaining like a bunch of babies.
Yeah, we're just sitting here.
Yeah, we have it easy.
So shout out to everybody who's doing all that stuff in the hot sun. Even the construction workers that...
Oh, my God.
Made a lot of
even the guys
today.
Doing the road construction. I can't imagine, like, tarring and...
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, shout out to those guys. So, pressure. Who has it more, Carson Wentz or Ben Simmons? You also brought up another name during the break that we should maybe throw out there.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because of the position he plays in the city he plays it. And I don't think you can have this conversation without at least mentioning him. And that's Carter Hart.
Yeah.
Because, look, he doesn't have the Stanley Cup pressure yet. He has the... fulfill the unfulfillable position pressure.
Yeah, and let's face it, like, Bryce Harper doesn't have as much pressure anywhere near
the amount
of
pressure. He's got the $330 million pressure.
Right, but he doesn't have anywhere near the same amount of pressure as Ben and Carson. But Carter Hart,
I would
come close to him.
I would put Carter Hart above Bryce almost.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we're so desperate for that goaltender. And, look, Flyers fans are desperate. I'm a Zamboner. I get it. I live it. You know, that kid... He's been doing, I think he's been seeing a sports psychologist since, like, age 14.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a mental position, and he's coming to the most mental of towns in a position that has been needed since Hextall, I guess? Pelly Lindbergh?
Yeah.
Like, he's got to be that.
Now, my one reason why he's not number one over Carson or Ben is because it's his first full
season. Yeah. That's like, why he's not there yet. But, man, if he, like, let's say, just stunk it up this year. What would the Flyers fan base do?
Oh, because we'll be losing our minds.
He's the great hope. So with that, I mean, comes an immense amount of pressure.
And it'd be under year one of Chuck Fletcher,
yeah.
Year one of Alain Vigneault.
And
upgraded defense, hopefully.
Yeah, and if he falls apart in his first full season, then, yeah, people are going to start losing their minds. But
yeah,
in terms of Carson Wentz, Ben Simmons,
it's not close to that.
Yeah, it's not.
I think it's worth mentioning he's going to fall into that pressure category in a big way.
610-632-0975. Who has more pressure in this upcoming season? Not the entire contract, but this upcoming season. Is it Ben Simmons with the Sixers, or is it Carson Wentz? I say Ben Simmons, and I'm right. Jamie says Carson Wentz. Let's hear what people want to say. Let's go to Craig in Yeadon, I believe. Craig, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on?
What's up, Craig?
It's Yeadon, too, just to straighten you
Where
out.
Where is that?
It's in Delaware County. It's right in between Southwest and West Philadelphia.
Okay.
Darby.
All right, yeah, I got you.
PA. About the question, I gotta go with Carson, bro.
Yeah.
I gotta go with Carson for the simple fact that a backup came in and led the Eagles to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Now, if T.J. McConnell had came in and led the Sixers to a chip, then we would have, a similar argument.
Hey, Craig, even though they didn't win the championship, you know there's people out there that love T.J. McConnell more than Ben Simmons.
There are. You're 100% right about that. And I think that's because of, like, the new age superstar that gets, the prize and the glory while they're still young, like, before they really accomplish anything. So that's just, the nature of the business in today's game. You know what I mean? A lot of these young guys coming up, you got a lot of younger fans, so they're watching them in AAU and college,
right,
and they're expecting, the expectations are high. But a guy like Ben Simmons, I mean, let's be honest, he wasn't a top draft pick because of his scoring ability. He was looked at because of his size, his speed, his intangibles, his vision on the court.
Upside.
It was never like, oh, this guy is an outstanding scorer, we need him on the team. It was
and
never
Craig,
that.
To your point, Craig, Ben Simmons isn't even the best player on his team.
No, like, he's not.
We have a guy that's already a top 10 player that has MVP aspirations.
Indeed,
so
top 10 player.
Absolutely. So what do you need to see out of Carson Wentz this year? Because you say it's Carson Wentz that has more pressure. What is it that you need to see out of Carson, Craig?
Well, because to me, I think they have to go to the Super Bowl or bust.
Because Super Bowl or bust?
Yeah, because this is the best team that they've had. You know what I mean? I think, and for lack of a better word, I think when Nick Foles lead them there, it was almost accidentally because nobody expected it. It wasn't like when you looked at the depth chart, you was like, oh, this is the team that's going to take us there. It wasn't that. It was Carson went down, Nick stepped in and did a hell of a job. You can't knock Nick and you can't knock Carson. The pressure now is on him to do better than Nick did that year.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's, fair or not, but
oh,
it
it's
is,
fair.
It is.
No, it's fair to say, Craig, and we appreciate the call.
I mean, to his point, look, the Eagles quarterback position is always going to carry a ton of pressure. When your backup comes in, and look, I'm not saying Nick Foles did everything. They don't win the Super Bowl without what Carson Wentz did. He set them up for Nick, he alley-ooped it to Foles. Foles slammed it through.
And they had an incredible defense against the Falcons in the playoffs.
Yeah.
An incredible defense against the Vikings.
I was at those two games.
It was just
games.
The Patriots game that the defense didn't really step up.
Yeah, crazy.
That was Nick Foles.
Over 1,100 yards of offense in that game.
That was Foles beating Brady.
But the position of the Eagles quarterback is always going to have pressure. When your backup comes in and wins it for you, and he's the guy hoisting it down Broad Street, and everybody's going, Nick, BDN. There's a whole nother pressure that gets put on top of the already existing pressure.
Yeah, there is. I get it. Like, again, that's why I'm not saying that you're an idiot. Like,
we're both right. It's just I'm more right.
Can you not talk when you have an ice cube in your mouth?
Sorry, it's 98.4 degrees out here. I threw an ice cube in. I thought I could get away with it, but
that's
I had to tell you you were wrong.
No, that's okay. We're both
right.
You
want to drop one down my back?
No. It's 1 hour into the show, and I kind of want to leave you
Hey,
already.
Man, the heat makes people get weird.
Yeah, you're freaking me out. All right, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPE in Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting outside of the Xfinity studios, only from Comcast. We're broadcasting outside of Xfinity Live, Bully's Pub facing Citizens Bank Park. If you're coming down to the game today, make sure you stop by, say hi. We're also giving away a pair of FanFest tickets to anybody just for stopping by and saying hi. So if you say hi as somebody approaches us right now, you
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.